materials and hazardous waste. Resources waived referral. Judiciary considers the bill, recommends a judiciary CS. Signed, to pass. Senator Taylor, chair. Senators Parnell, Miller, and Pierce. Senator Ellis, on no recommendation. Finance waived referral. Rules recommends calendar. Signed, to calendar. Senator Kelly, chair. Senators Turkson, Taylor, and Lehman. Senator Kelly also signed, to pass. Senator Duncan, signed, no recommendation. There's a judiciary committee substitute.
Senator Taylor.
I move and ask the judiciary committee substitute be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Is there objection? Hearing no objection, the judiciary committee substitute has been adopted.
CS for Senate Bill Number 39, Judiciary, and I have no amendments.
Senator Taylor.
I move and ask the committee substitute Senate Bill 39, Judiciary, be considered engrossed, advanced third reading, and placed on final passage.
Is there objection? Hearing no objections, Senate Bill 39 has advanced to third reading. Is there debate?
CS for Senate Bill Number 39, Judiciary, and Act relating to hazardous chemicals, hazardous materials, and hazardous waste.
Is there a debate?
Question.
Seeing no debate, the question before the body. Shall committee substitute for Senate Bill 39, Judiciary, pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Secretary will lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? The Secretary will record the vote. So by a vote of 19 yeas to 0 nays, committee substitute for Senate Bill 39, Judiciary, has passed the Senate. Next item.
Citation, honoring Doug and Edith Weathers, honoring Echo Bay.
Senator Taylor.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the citations on today's calendar be approved.
Is there objections? Hearing no objections, the citations have been approved. That brings us down to unfinished business. Senator Donnelly.
I'd move and ask unanimous. Unanimous consent to the bill. I'd be shown as a co-sponsor of SB 26. That's an appropriation for a victim's notification system.
Is there objection? Senator, you'll be shown as co-sponsor. Senator Wilkins.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent that my name be added as cross-sponsor to committee substitute for House Bill 7, having to do with victim and juvenile offender mediation.
Is that available for cross-sponsorship?
Yes.
Is there objection? Hearing none, you will be shown as a cross-sponsor. Senator Kelly.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent. I'll be shown as a co-sponsor of Senate Bill 39, an act relating to hazardous chemicals, etc.
Is there objection? Hearing none, you will be shown as a co-sponsor. Further unfinished business. Senator Taylor, do we have an excuse for Senator Halford?
Yes. I move and ask unanimous consent that Senator Halford be excused and not subject to a call of the Senate until plain time on Monday the 24th.
Is there objection? Seeing no objection, Senator Halford is excused on those dates. Further unfinished business. That brings us down to announcements. Is there announcements? Senator Pierce.
Thank you. The subcommittee, Finance Subcommittee meeting on the Department of Labor is a moving target, and I apologize to all the Senate members for that. I had announced that we were going to be doing it tomorrow evening. That has now been postponed indefinitely, and we're trying to get all of the orbits to at least get near one another, and we'll have another announcement hopefully early next week.
Senator Mackey.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just want to announce that tonight is the 12th annual Round Ball Classic basketball game with the AFN and the legislature. It's the 12th year that it's happened. It's always a lot of fun, and I'm hoping it'll be fun tonight. It's a little different location. I hope the senator from Rampart isn't going to clobber me, but Wednesday, tonight at 8 o'clock at Gastineau Elementary, which is a different location than it's been in the past. We've usually either had it at the high school or one of the junior high schools, but it is at Gastineau, which is over in Douglas, 1507 3rd Street in Douglas, and that begins at 8 o'clock. I'd encourage members to attend, and I think someone else is going to announce the reception, too.
Further announcements. Senator Lincoln.
Mr. President, I am going to announce that the Alaska Federation of Natives, Alyeska Pipeline Service Company, TAPS Owners Committee, Sea Alaska Corporation are having their reception this evening from 5:30 to 7:30 at the Baranoff Hotel, and urge everybody to come and enjoy.
Senator Lehman.
Mr. President, for those who are wondering what they're going to do between 5 and 5:30 when they're going to go to that other reception, Kent Dawson has asked me to announce that he and the Council of Alaska Producers will be hosting a reception tonight at the hangar on the wharf between 5 and 7 p.m.
Further announcements. That brings us down to special orders. Is there special orders? Senator Lehman.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be granted the special privilege of the floor to speak on Senate Bill 39.
Is there objection? You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, I sensed the train was rolling and I didn't want to stand in the way, but I did bring a placard in for those who haven't seen placards, and I would note that in the past 10 years, this placarding program, which will be eliminated by the bill that we passed today, the state fire marshal has posted 14 of these throughout the state outside of the municipality of Anchorage. And I understand that the University of Alaska Fairbanks has its own placarding program. And of these 14, they are nearly all in larger areas like the Red Dog Mine. This is what a placard looks like. And for those of you who can immediately know what that information is, I commend you. I think most people probably wouldn't know what this says, but there's a code, and this code is to be read by emergency responders who would respond to an event like a fire. But the better approach, and it's one that I am hoping will be adopted, and this bill will help make it possible, is that this be done electronically, because indeed fire responders are pulling up more accurate information as they're going to a fire, and they can be better prepared to respond. So in the interest of our protecting neighborhoods and people, I think it's important that we realize that not just start and end with crime, but it also be based on some very practical effects, like changing how we do business as government. And I believe that we've made a big step in the right direction today. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator Taylor.
I'd like to serve notice of my reconsideration of Senate Bill SB 39. I may have missed something in this bill that I want to take up tomorrow. I'd move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate stand in adjournment until tomorrow at 11 a.m.
Is there objection? Hearing none, we are adjourned until 11 o'clock tomorrow.